For more on this issue, we have Anna Gorman in studio with us. Hi, Anna.
Hi, thanks for having me.
All right, let's start with a little context. The in-home supportive services program has been in place for decades, but the population it serves has changed. Please explain that in a little bit more detail and why that's a problem.
Sure. The program, which is shortened to IHSS, started in 1973, and it was designed for an adult disabled population so that they could stay in their own home safely without having to go to institutions such as nursing homes. But over the many years since it's existed, the population has gotten older and sicker. So now, more than a quarter of the clients are over 80 years old. Many have dementia, many have mental health issues, many are living with multiple chronic illnesses. And so they are not as able to take care of themselves or have people take care of them in their own homes.
Anna, you looked at several in-home care cases. You reported this story. The scenarios just run the gamut. This situation can work for some people, but then there are incidents of abuse and neglect. What needs to change in order to protect patients?
Right. As you say, this does work for many people. The program gives clients a lot of independence. They are the employers. They're the ones in charge of hiring, firing, and training their caregivers. But that isn't always possible for people who are a little more infirm or old. What needs to change is that there needs to be more attention to this population, those who really don't have the ability to manage their own care. And the state recognizes this. The state recognizes that there are nearly 500,000 people who are being taken care of through this program. And there's a large population that just really can't do it. So there are lots of things that could change that would make it a little safer for people to be in their own homes and to not put them at risk of abuse and neglect.
What would be the first step in something like that?
Well, one possibility would be to have social workers visit more frequently. Right now, county social workers go in once a year. Usually the visits are pretty short. They're focusing on whether or not the person has the right number of hours of care. They're not really looking at the quality of care or whether or not somebody is being abused or neglected. So they could come in more regularly. Another possibility is that some counties have a model where instead of the individual hiring the caregiver, an agency or a consortium hires the caregiver and kind of manages that care a little more closely. So there are some things being discussed. The problem is that any change really riles up the disability rights groups because they do not want anything to impinge on their independence and their flexibility and their choice in this program.
Yeah, because not everyone wants more regulation. Explain the difference between the disability rights community and those who want more oversight of in-home services.
Right. The disability rights community, they, for the most part, many of them are very healthy and they just need a little bit of help in their own home with eating or bathing or dressing or shopping or cleaning around the house. But others need more help. They may not be able to do anything on their own. So there is a divide between those who do want more regulation and more oversight and those who believe that the program is good as it is and no change is necessary and that the program does not foster abuse or neglect. The problem is when you have people living in their own homes and somebody taking care of them, sometimes a relative who does not have the best intentions or sometimes a stranger who has no training and who knows nothing about healthcare, things can go wrong and things have gone wrong. And in some of the stories and some of these research I've done, we found cases where people have actually been killed as a result of abuse and neglect.
It's so tough to find a middle ground, too.
Exactly. And that's the problem. And that's why change is slow.
Now, I'm sure there's people listening to this thinking, okay, about their parents or maybe other relatives that they're wondering how they're going to care for them when they can no longer care for themselves. So what are real options for people?
This program targets low-income Californians, but this is an issue that is going to affect everybody at every income level throughout California and frankly throughout the nation because the population is getting older. People don't want to go into institutions. So you're right. Family members have to figure out an option. And unfortunately, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but there aren't great options. There are agencies, but there is no guarantee that even if they've done background checks, that these people are qualified to take care of your grandparent or your elderly parent. So I think this is an area that policymakers are going to have to look at really closely over the next several years because the baby boomer population is getting older quickly.
That's Anna Gorman of Kaiser Health News. Anna, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.